On certain Fridays, we like to check in with our own Sam Evans Brown. He's host of a podcast we call Outside In, and he's here to give us some answers about the natural world here in the Granite State. It is time again for Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Here's our question. This is from Bob in Deerfield.
I know this is probably a dead-end, silly question, but are there any animals besides humans that enjoy music? And if so, what genre do they prefer?
I will, you know, quibble with the framing here. There are no dead-end silly questions on Ask Sam.
Absolutely not.
Or perhaps they are nothing but dead-end silly questions. I'm not sure.
It's either or, right? There's no in-between?
So, Rick, you're a music guy. Any hypotheses?
I do. I had a cat many, many years ago, Big Mitch, who I love. And I swear to God, that cat liked to rock.
I am so glad that you brought up cats, Rick.
Oh,
we're going to circle back to cats and Big Mitch. Okay. So there have been quite a few studies on this question. Researchers have found that cows, for instance, produce more milk when music is played for them in the milking parlor, particularly if it's on the slow side. That's fewer than 100 beats per minute. There have been studies of different types of music on kennel dogs, which was pretty predictable. Classical music calmed them down. Heavy metal did what it does to everybody.
Yeah. Which is?
Agitated them.
Rev shop? Yeah.
Yeah. One study suggested that ponies like country western.
No, you're kidding me.
That's
a little too on the nose. Really?
That's a real thing. But I want to spotlight one researcher in particular, Chuck Snowden. He's a retired professor at this point of psychology at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. And what he points out is that almost all of these studies are conducted by just playing human music to animals, like, say, monkeys.
Well, why should monkeys care about human music? They care about music that's relevant in their frequency ranges that they use. And they care about music that's in the tempos that are appropriate.
So do monkeys have a different hearing range than humans?
They do. They also have a different range in which they make their vocalizations.
Okay.
So a number of years back, Chuck was approached by a symphony cellist, a guy named David Tai, who said, why don't we try composing music specific for different species of animals? And they started with music for these cotton-top tamarins that Chuck already had in the lab. They composed music that was pitched so it was in the auditory and vocalization range of these tamarins, and it was sped up so it was closer to their resting heart rate, which is like 200 beats per minute. And they got good results. They found they're able to make music that the monkeys found relaxing and also music that amped them up.
So one of the characteristics of calming music is that it's long, slow notes, oftentimes in a descending pattern. And the typical aspect of rock music is that it's dissonant. And there's a lot of what we might call, what would be called staccato, these very quick, short, sharp notes.
Next, Chuck and his cellist collaborator moved on to do the same thing for cats. For Big Mitch.
So what does music for cats, Sam, sound like?
So this first track is one that they made hoping that cats would sort of vibe to it. This is like the chill out cat music.
Experimental band I had in seventh grade.
Okay.
So I hear like a purring.
The theory that they're operating on is that let's take sounds that cats have obviously evolved to listen to and make music that sounds like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked. When they played this music for cats, they calmed down, they moved around less, they showed less signs of arousal.
How do you tell? I mean, most cats spend about 22 hours a day sleeping, so
kind of inscrutable.
Yeah, right.
Well, they played for them some music that was designed to amp them up, such as.
Oh, I love this one. This is the Catnip album, the Catnip Chronicles. Great, great album.
So, different animals appreciate different music, and if they don't like music, maybe it's just that they don't like our music, kind of like teenagers.
Well, Sam, once again, I've learned something. I'm not sure quite what it is, but I have learned something. Sam, if a listener wants to get their question on Ask Sam, how'd they do it?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER, or you can record yourself on your smartphone and email the audio file to outsidein@nhpr.org.
It is Morning Edition on NHBR.
Woo-hoo.
All right.